Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers in Yahweh's army, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this wake-up call is for the 14th of September, 2017. This is part two of the Prepper List. So the show title is Prepper List, part two. Now, in part one, last week, I've gotten a lot of feedback on that. I went over a lot of the items. You needed a backpack and hydration system and a hand truck and a duffel bag and camo clothing and boonie hats and several pairs of boots and socks and underwear and cooking gear and tent and camo tarps and compass and on and on. This week, and I want to thank Mr. Patrick Crabtree for these things that I had forgotten to put on the the list. I had said water purification. Well, I looked up the Berkey Light, which is very easy to transport, and it comes with 2 9-inch filters. And there's 2 different prices. One with the earth filters, that's $170. And the one with the black filters is $231. Let me clear my lungs out here a minute. You can find the Berkey products online. Just Google Berkey. Patrick suggested black Gorilla Tape. I had meant to get around to that, and I had failed to put it on my list. That's my bad, and I want to thank Patrick. That is the strongest type of duct tape that you can buy. You can use it to repair tents, tent floors, anything that would be a container that needed to be taped up and repaired. You can use it for many different things. I would suggest several rolls of that. And then other items that are of a more durable nature need repair. And Patrick suggested JB Weld, which I wholeheartedly agree with. You can fix a lot of stuff with JB Weld. And it's as strong or stronger than when it was new. And Eli reiterated again on the last show that you should break in those pairs of boots. You can't just buy them new and just put them in the closet. You have to wear them and break them in and get them stretched and limber so they fit your feet. And if you need to get another pair because those don't fit, you'll find that out ahead of time, because you don't want to get caught out in the boonies with boots that are going to tear your feet up. Okay, here's this week's addition to the Prepper List, the stuff I came up with. These are hygiene items. They are going to be very, very important. Let me get this stuff out of my lungs. Just a second. Oh, that's rough. Soap bars. Bars of soap. You can buy Ivory soap in bulk. Okay? They'll have like 12 bars together. Gonna need a couple of those because we're talking a long duration of time. Absolutely long duration for this tribulation portion of Yahweh's going to do to the enemy, but it'll be nasty and we need to be out in the wilderness and we need to keep clean. So have enough soap. Don't just bring two or three bars of soap. It's not going to be sufficient. I must stress again, this is not a weekend camping trip that you can resupply. Resupply will be difficult, if not impossible, once all the violence gets going. To go in to get a couple of bars of soap is dangerous. It will be deadly. There will be crazy killers running around. That's what tribulation means. You're going to have things to use those soap bars with. So you're going to need a number of washcloths that will last you and some bath towels to dry yourself off. Pardon me. Oh, boy. I need to drink coffee. Let me grab a sip here. Oh, that's hot. Even if you have to take a bath in a stream, you know, with a little waterfall or something, you can get underneath it. And all the women will go down and then the man will stand guard while the women are cleaning themselves up. They're going to need to be clean. That's not just a feminine thing. The men need to be clean too, because that prevents disease and infections, and we need to scrub down, you know, vigorously. And then for men and women, they are subjected, they are susceptible to athlete's foot. Both genders get it. So you're going to need some antifungal foot powder. Okay, there's a number of brands out there that are anti-athlete's foot powder. You're going to have that. Not just one little container. You're going to have sufficient to last for a couple of years. Pardon me, but if your feet go down, you go down. An athlete's foot can be nasty. Speaking of which, I've got a cough again. I'm having problems this morning. Oh, man, that's rough. The socks that I talked about last week should be wool socks because they will wick the water away from your feet, where cotton socks will hold the water and cause foot rot. If you're walking all day, you don't want to wear cotton socks. And you're going to have to wash those socks that you do wear out each night. When you stop for the day, you'll have to wash socks You'll probably have to change about midday. Use 2 pair of socks per day. Well, you wash them out and you let them dry, put them on a line in the camp, and let those socks dry out. You're gonna keep using them over and over and over. You're gonna have to have sufficient pairs. You can't go out there with just two spare pair of socks. That's not gonna work. You're gonna need a dozen pair of socks. And they need to be the good wool ones, even in the summertime, to keep that water away from your feet. Now, as to the ladies are going to need sufficient feminine supplies, and you know whereof I speak. That once a month time of joy that you are stuck with. You'll need your Midol or whatever it is for cramps. And you will need absorbent material for the other. Okay. Everybody's going to need deodorant. Now, that is not antiperspirant. Why not antiperspirant? Because it clogs your pores, and your body also cleanses itself of toxins through sweat. You don't want to have something that's going to stop you sweating. You're just going to have to wear something that'll not make it completely offensive. Again, the need for hygiene with the soap bars and the washcloths and the towels. Going to need to wash up. You can't go 3 and 4 days without cleaning yourself. We're going to be hiking a lot. We may stay in a nice, safe place for several days. But especially with people that are not used to strenuous exercise, and old duffers like myself, you're going to need muscle rub. You're going to have sore muscles, your back muscles and your leg muscles. And on other muscles, it's just, you know, you're going to need something to take that pain out. Because if you wake up the next morning and you are absolutely paralyzed with pain, you'll know what I'm talking about. So get a bunch of muscle rub. You're going to have a good size med bag to carry all this stuff. Those of us that have problems with hemorrhoids, I'm not going to pull any punches here. I'm going to try to be as polite as possible. Going to need Preparation H. Okay. Going to need some sufficient quantity of Preparation H. Because it's painful and sometimes they break and bleed. That's how it is. You know, that's life. We're trying to deal with reality here. Gonna need a pair of scissors and a plastic unbreakable... Wait a minute, I got a cough. Oh, that just takes my breath away. Going to need scissors and a plastic unbreakable mirror. Don't want to have a glass mirror. They can get highly polished steel ones or a plastic mirror with a little magnet on the back. The men are going to have to keep their beards under control. They should wear beards, but they need to be short so they don't get to be a problem. Haircuts, men are to have short hair. The women are going to have to cut the men's hair for them. Don't worry about fashion jobs or whether it's perfect. You need to keep that hair short, men. The women, they can let their hair grow, but they're going to want to cut off split ends, women being women and all of that. And hey, we can't deny the ladies their little ladyfied things that they do. Come on. Out there, treat them like they're herd cattle. You can't do that. They may save your life. They may shoot one of the enemy trying to shoot you. Hey, give the women credit where the credit is due now. You're going to need insect repellent. A bunch of it. We're going to have to watch out for ticks in the summertime. During tick season, ticks carry deadly diseases. We're going to need sunscreen for the very fair ladies that don't want to absolutely blister even though they're wearing a hat. You need to protect yourself. You get a severe sunburn or sunstroke, you're down. And a sunburn can be just like a burn from scalding water or fire. Get blisters. Hey, sunscreen. Let's be smart. More hygiene. Toothbrushes and toothpaste. You're going to have a number of both. Because you just can't wander all over the place and not brush your fangs. Ew. That's bad. These are not hygiene items. These are just random stuff. Spare glasses. Not one pair, but a couple of pair. You break a pair of glasses out in the middle of nowhere and you don't have any spare glasses, you're hit. You're going to have... wait, I have to cough again. Oh, that's bad today. I'm having trouble. Going to need sturdy cases to protect those spare glasses. You're going to need glass cleaner for cleaning eyeglasses, little spritzer bottles. And you're going to need soft, non-abrasive cloth. Now, the next items are for everyone. Even if you do not have bad knees or ankles right now. If you take a misstep and you twist a knee or an ankle while we're en route during the tribulation, you're going to have knee and ankle support. So get some that fit you, even if you don't need them now. Your knees and ankles are fine now. This is an in case item. If you have it and you don't need it, it doesn't hurt anything. If you need it and don't have it, you're in real trouble. You won't be able to keep up. And you may further injure yourself by trying. Gonna need ace wraps. Get a bunch of those. Just because. They don't cost that much. Get them. You're going to have two type of gloves. You're going to have, wait a minute, let me clear my lungs again. Oh, I'm having trouble getting words out today. Man. Oh, that coffee helps. Gonna have to have leather work gloves because we may have to do some heavy work building some shelters, moving big rocks to build fire pits that won't expose our fires. Any number of things. You're gonna need some heavy leather, all leather work gloves. Men and women. Both of them, both sexes. Going to have several sets of cold weather gloves. Because if it gets out there and really gets cold and you get frostbitten fingers, you're in bad shape. Going to have a scarf for cold weather. To wrap around your neck and stuff. Maybe cover your face with a little bit. Get a good scarf. Go to your military surplus store and get a poncho. A military grade poncho. Not some cheap little plastic Chinese crap that you get at Walmart. A military grade poncho. With a poncho liner. The liner is very important. Because in a pinch, if you're stuck someplace, enemy is close, you can't set up camp, you can get in that poncho with the liner over your cold weather clothing, and it can double as a sleeping bag, and you can sit with your legs crossed if it's pouring down rain, and you won't get wet. The water will just run off you. There are going to be days that are absolutely miserable out there. I'm telling you, that the weather can be very cruel, even in the summertime. And with all the stuff that's going on and going to go on, the weather can get really crazy. Okay? So I covered that and Ace Wraps. That was the last item that I had. Now, I gave a bunch of things that you needed and I told you about a two-wheeled truck. You get the heavy-duty two-wheeled truck, hand truck, and you secure, because the big army duffel, the big green one, has shoulder straps on it. And you can, there are metal straps between the bars on the back of the hand truck, and you can loop those shoulder straps over, and you have to undo them completely first. Here we go again. Oh, my. You can undo them and loop them and then reinstitute them so you can tighten them over those metal bars. And that will secure that duffel bag to the cart. You'll also need some very large zip strap things, the black what do they call them? There's electronic zip cords, but you need the great big ones, the big heavy black, and you can do all kinds of things with those attached stuff. But you need to make sure that duffel bag doesn't shift back and forth. And you can load the duffel bag with the stuff you don't use very much at the very bottom of the duffel bag, working your way up where you have clothing that's readily accessible, because you're going to have to change your clothing and wash clothing, etc., etc., to the stuff that you need very much up on the top that you're going to use all the time. A lot of the real quick access stuff will be in your backpack that you'll be carrying, but you cannot carry a 100-pound backpack. It'll break you down. You need to have the light stuff in your backpack. You can get a small backpacking tent. You don't want to carry... I've got a great big tent that I take to Tabernacles. And a great big cot. I'm not going to try to haul that stuff during the tribulation. I'm going to have a mattress pad, which I've already got, and my sleep system. And I'm going to have a two-man backpack tent. I'm not going to carry a 30-pound tent with me. You need to have a set of binoculars. Okay? You're going to have a good set. Everybody needs a set. A good set of binoculars. You have to see where you're going. You have to scout for enemy troops or enemy presence. You may need to look at obstacles that you may have to cross from a distance. Okay. Second of all, you're going to need a good compass. I told you that in the first prepper list. You have to have that compass to read your maps. Well, you need to look around at where your compass has led you. You need to be vigilant always, so you're going to need binoculars. Everybody, men and women, are going to need a good belt knife. Not a pocket knife, a belt knife. Don't try to buy one of these great big Rambo-style survival knives. They're not useful for everyday tasks. You can get a Camillus or a Gerber or one of the good brands. Don't buy cheap garbage. Buy a good American-made belt knife. If you can run across a K-Bar Marine Corps knife, they are excellent. Okay? They're big. They're bigger than a lot of the other ones. I carry a Camillus belt knife. It's got a very usable blade and can be used as a combat knife as well, because I know how to fight with a knife. That's me, okay? Most people are clueless. And they look at this TV nonsense and movie nonsense, and it'll get them killed. That's knife work is a dirty business, okay? I'm not going to clean it up any. It's really nasty. And you're going to get bloody. I can teach some of that, but I'm not going to say a lot over the air. Other things on your belt, you can buy small belt pouches that'll go on your belt, and you're gonna need to keep one or two with these energy bars, granola bars, okay? Where you can just reach down and grab one. You can't pig out on them. You'll use them up. But if you're really flagging and you're down and you need energy, a granola bar will get you through the rest of the day. Just one. Don't eat three or four of them. They'll be gone and then you're hit. These are for emergencies. And you eat a granola bar and you sip a little water when you're really fatigued, and it'll pick you up. Medical supplies. Let's get into some of that. I will continue that extensively in the next show on the 21st. You're going to need ibuprofen or Tylenol. You're going to need some kind of pain relief. Okay. I know it's not good to. It'll eat your liver and it'll do this and you'll do that. But if you happen to sprain an ankle or bang an elbow or you've got a raging headache, you're gonna need some of that stuff, okay? Number two on the list, and this is extremely important, hydrogen peroxide. It is a great disinfectant. Okay? It'll foam and it'll cleanse a wound. If you got any dirt down a room, you pour that hydrogen in there and use a Q-tip, a sterile Q-tip, and you can clean out a wound, because you're going to have to get all the junk. If you get slide down and cut yourself on a rock, there are sharp rock edges, and you get that grit down in that, you're going to have to get that wound clean. And you'll have to grit your teeth and just deal with it. But you're going to have to clean that wound. And it's a common occurrence. It can happen to anybody. Anybody can slip, even the most experienced survivalist that knows what he's doing and is watching out and is vigilant. You take a wrong step and hit a slick patch of clay, and your feet will go out from underneath you. On a hillside, you fall and puncture yourself on a root or cut yourself on a rock. These things will happen. Somebody in your unit is going to have this stuff. I mean, it's a given. If you're out there for a long period of time, like I'm talking, you're going to have some method of wound cleansing. Even minor wounds can get infected. Little stuff. You get a nasty infection and you're out away from everybody and you're not going to get any help. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to open and cleanse a wound. And if it gets infected, you're going to have to open it up and cleanse it again and let all that nastiness get out of there. You'll have to have it. You have to drain it. Oh, I know all this stuff I'm talking about is ugly. Ooh, it's unpleasant. Ooh. Why does he have to say that? Because it's critical to your survival. I want you to make it. I really, seriously want you to make it through this with flying colors. Come out in victory out of the tribulation when our master returns. It'll all end when he returns. And we'll all gather together. But until he does, we're stuck in this world, which is about to get the hammer let down on it by Yahweh. Things are going to get bad for everybody. Now, we will have a hedge of protection about us. But Yahweh also expects us to do our part. No free ride, you know? Hey, you need to get your act together and take care of yourself. You know, be like the boy Sprouts. Be prepared. And that's no joke. You know, none of this is funny. We can laugh a little bit about it now, but in the future when it's really happening, it's going to be far less than funny. Been there, done that, you know. I'm giving you my experiences. You can take them or leave them. I prefer that you take them so you'll be safe. Rubbing alcohol, isopropyl alcohol. You're going to need some of that to sterilize things. Cayenne pepper. You're going to need large containers of cayenne. Why? Cayenne pepper sprinkled on a badly bleeding wound will slow or stop the bleeding. Marilyn's going to do a seminar about a lot of these things. And you can ask her questions and she will give you a definitive, knowledgeable answer at Feast of Tabernacles. But right now, I'm doing this recording for Wake Up Call. So I can only cover some of the stuff. You're going to need a large quantity of large Band-Aids. Not the itty-bitty little 3/4-inch strips. You're going to need to have a bunch of them, too. But you're going to need the big Band-Aids, okay, that will actually cover things. And I would suggest that you buy the cloth type, which will hold up, because you may need to change a wound dressing once a day if it's not a critical wound. And the big Band-Aids will cover that wound and keep any dirt from getting in it. You're going to need triple antibiotic ointment, Neosporin type. Need a bunch of that. That's a fact. Once you clean that wound, you're going to have to dress it and put some antibio ointment on it. which will also help it heal because it increases the oxygen flow to the area. That's one of the factors of that ointment. That's what that stimulates, oxygen to the area. And oxygen kills bacteria and heals, helps to heal. You're going to need surgical gloves. Not a huge quantity of them, but you're going to need some of those sterile gloves. And you keep all these things, your sterile stuff. You get the Glad Ziploc bags that will zip closed. And you put all the stuff in these Ziploc bags and push the air out of them and seal them. And it'll keep everything clean. They're already in sterile wrappers inside that bag. But this is a backup system. You're going to have to keep all your stuff dry, okay? If you get a leak in your bag or whatever, this is your backup. It keeps the water off the items that you don't want to get wet. So the Glad bag system, they come in several different sizes. I take all my extra socks, and I've got a bag for socks, and it keeps those socks clean and dry. I military roll them and put them in those big Glad bags. All my extra underwear I have in the real big Ziploc bag. So if my great big duffel, or I have to cross a stream or something, the stuff's going to be dry. My sleep system that I have is a military grade all weather sleep system. I can sleep in a rain puddle and be dry and warm without a tent. But it's expensive. It's about $150 for one of those. Light duty sleeping bag and a heavier duty sleeping bag that you put the light duty in, and then there's a third bag that goes over that which is waterproof camo, so you can just sleep out on the ground without having a tent. Even if it's raining, you will be dry and warm. So, a lot of people won't buy one of those. They'll buy something else. But you're going to have that in a plastic waterproof bag to keep the water off of it. Because sleeping in a wet sleeping bag is miserable. So, you're going to need the Glad bags. You can also buy the medical type bags at your Army surplus store. They are very, very useful. They're about $10 to $12, I think. I have two of them right now, but I'm about to buy two more, and I'm going to finish out all my medical stuff. I have an extensive collection of medical supplies and stuff. I have scalpels and suture material and, you know, stuff that other people won't have. Well, we're planning way ahead, and there's going to be a couple of us in our unit that are going to carry a lot of medical stuff. It's just how it is. I've covered Band-Aids and all of that stuff, but you're going to need dressing material. Gauze pads, rolled gauze, all of that. And they come in sterile things, but you're going to want to put those in those Glad bags. Because if they get wet and the water is nasty, the wetness and the nastiness will penetrate their sterile wrap, which is just paper, sealed paper. So you want to keep all water away from your dressing material. You're going to have to put it in those zip bags. I have a lot of Band-Aids, small and large. You know, the regular 3/4 inch strips and then the great big things. I've got a lot of those because a lot of people, if you get hurt out in the wilderness, like cut yourself with a knife, a regular little Band-Aid won't help. It'll help with a scratch or something, but if you get a gash, it's going to need to be cleaned and disinfected and bandaged with sterile stuff, and those big Band-Aids will cover a pretty good size cut. Lots and lots and lots of things that you will need. You're going to need cough syrup for when somebody gets a cold and a nasty cough. You're going to have cough syrup, cough suppressant syrup, Theraflu, for cold symptoms. Fever reducers, you know, like aspirin, etc., etc. So many things that you need to carry, you're going to have a med bag. Or two. I would suggest two. On the outside of the big green duffel. When you get that all packed and tightened up, you're gonna need at least two med bags on the outside of that for quick access. You don't want to have to put the stuff down inside that big pack and have to go digging around down in there when somebody's hurt. You're going to have take a little red paint and paint a cross on your med bags to identify what they are. I'm trying to think of what else you might need as far as medical. I have so much stuff. It would behoove you to buy first aid books to learn how to set and splint an arm or a leg or something. If you don't need it, that's great. But you should read it and familiarize yourself with the techniques. Learn how to put compresses on to stop bleeding. If it's a serious bleeding injury, you're going to have to compress and stop that bleeding and let it clot before you try to deal with any the wound itself. You can bleed out from so many things easily out in the woods. So I've covered a lot of the medical today. There's only so many things that you're going to be able to carry, but somebody in your group needs to carry items like toilet paper for the whole group. You're going to have a lot of toilet paper, or you're going to be using leaves, and you can't be wasteful with it. Conserve, conserve, conserve. Toilet paper, or even a Kotex feminine pad, can be used to absorb large quantities of blood. You put that on over the sterile gauze on a wound that's going to bleed and drain, and it will help stop that bleeding. That blood will clot up in that, and it will block the further issue of blood. I know people think, why are you wearing a Kotex on your arm? Because I got a bad cut. Military medics, they've got virtually the same things. That'll stop and absorb a lot of the blood. You can't leave a big blaring blood trail while you're going along. You're going to have enough material maybe to make a litter, and a couple of people are going to have to carry somebody. You can't leave them behind. They're your people. You can always cut sticks and trim all the little knobs and stuff off of them, and get litter to make an army litter. You don't need to carry the poles and all that, but you need to have the fabric where you can stick the sticks through and carry them. That would be something you should investigate. But that would be a one-shot item for the whole crew. You know, you're going to have that. Some people are going to have to carry more than others. Some people are going to have to carry specific items and have a light pack, the weaker people. You have to accommodate and be realistic. Oh, I can carry that. I'm strong enough. Well, if they're not able to carry that, that screws up the whole plan. You have to keep your feet firmly planted in the real world and be practical, and don't let people run their mouth and overload themselves with their mouth, claiming they can do things that they cannot. You really, you know, if you're in doubt, test somebody. Test them. Okay, you say you can do it. Let's see you do it. How are you going to carry old Joe over there that weighs 280 pounds? How are you going to carry him? What happens if Joe gets hurt? Joe slips and falls and hurts his back and can't move and can't walk. We're not going to leave old Joe just lay out there to rot. We're going to take Joe along with us. How are you going to carry old Joe? Okay, who else has a good idea? And then somebody will speak up. And then you find out who's who and who's not, and who knows and who doesn't. people that watch movies and see all this fake junk in movies, that's propaganda. That's meant to deceive you. You need to get Army manuals and Marine manuals. Tell you how to do stuff in actual battle conditions. Okay, you may not have a gunshot wound, but if you fell on a log and poked a hole through your arm with a broken branch, is that less serious? No, it's very serious. That's life-threatening. That can get infected. That can bleed a man out. How are you going to deal with that? You need to learn now how to do it. On-the-job training isn't going to cut it during the tribulation. The ones that are going to make it are going to be the serious preppers, the ones that will actually try to practice and learn. Going to the Feast of Tabernacles is important. You need to learn how to live out in tents, because that's what you're going to be doing. And if it rains and if you're miserable for a couple of days, just think of all the time you might have to spend out in a tent when it really all comes down. Lose your naivete, lose the Hollywood hype, lose whatever you saw in stupid movies where they're fighting the bad guys and they kill one bad guy and then they run off and they leave that guy's weapon laying there with magazines for somebody to come up behind them and rearm themselves and shoot them in the back. I hate Hollywood movies. They have stupidified the American male, holding a gun sideways to shoot it, like the gangsters, where the shell goes up in the air and then falls back in the action and jams the gun. Oh, please! Yeah, we need to wake up. We need to get away from Hollywood and all of its false images. And the main thing we need to do is pray to Yahweh for guidance now and in the future, and pray for Israel that he has mercy on us, and pray for his protection during the evil, evil, evil times that are coming. They're getting worse. All the disasters that have happened. David James did a whole list that happened just this month, like 27. All the fires, volcanic activities, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, all during this month, September. Do you think it's not close? Oh, it's close. Yes, brothers and sisters, it is close. Well, I'm coming down the end of the show here. Been a pleasure. I'll catch you next Thursday on the 21st. And may Yahweh bless and keep you all. Praise Yahweh and praise Yahshua, our Redeemer. Shalom Aleichem.
Live, live. Hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four.